All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We're a ministry in our 14th year here. I pastored in Indiana for seven, so there's been a lot of ministry through the years. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister right here in Clearwater. You're listening to Betty, one of our radio team members. And she's up there in Connersville, Indiana. And Cindy Logan also up there. Are you on the air with us now, Cindy?
I'm on the air, Pastor.
All right. Welcome aboard.
Glad to be here.
I know you had to work for a while. We'll kind of catch you up here on the Holy Spirit is what we're talking about. And we're going to be ready for Acts chapter 2, verse 1 in just a minute. The point we were making in our first hour, and if any of you missed the first hour, you'll be able to catch it on podcasts that we have within like tomorrow late in the afternoon. This show will always get on the Tan Talk podcast. And you just go down to podcasts and go down to Living the Good Life, and you can find the show. And then at the end of each month, our webmaster, Dan, goes and picks up all the shows from Go Yard. That's our Thursday night life coaching show, and this show, and puts them on our respective websites. Let me give you those two website addresses, because we have hundreds, I mean literally 300 and some shows on the BOHMglobal.com. That's our Beacon of Hope Ministries website. We have hundreds of shows for you to listen to and to tell other people about it. And that website is www.BOHM, that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries Global. BOHMglobal.com. A couple years ago, we rejuvenated, I guess, our website, and we also changed our email addresses and everything to the global address in preparation for what God was going to do, but we didn't realize it was going to come in this form, and it has been amazing, this now being syndicated on all these stations across the United States and around the world with the Starcom Media. So if you're listening to us on the Starcom Media Network somewhere in the globe, welcome aboard. And we are so glad that you're joining us. I'm Pastor Marcia. With me today on from the radio team are Betty and Cindy. And we are talking about the Holy Spirit, girls. And what a blessed show we've had so far. Cindy, you're going to love it when you get a chance to go back and hear that first hour. God really did a mighty work talking about the Holy Spirit in our lives. Woof.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's get going here with the song, and then we're going to talk about Acts chapter 2, and then I'm going to get you two involved here. It's a Casting Crowns song again, and it is Face Down, and that's what we need to do as we are seeking God's presence in our lives. Go face down before Him, whether it's just in your face in your hands or whether it's that you're humbling yourself before Him. Listen to this.
I try to find tell you some way to show you what you mean to me. There's nothing new. I exhaust myself searching. The world just keeps turning. What else can I do? 'Cause I find myself empty and face down, having nothing else to cling to. Suffered and bled, overcoming my death, recreating me. With this freedom, I will be.
staying right at his feet, humbling ourselves before him and asking him to fill us to overflowing with his presence. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, somebody humbled and broken before him. That's what we need to be. If you're just joining us, we're going to Acts chapter 2. We are talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit today and answering questions too. The easiest way for you to reach us during the show is with our text number, 727-888-4171, and I will check it periodically. We've had some texts come in. 727-888-4171. Acts chapter 2, when the Feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Well, these 120 that we talked about at the end of our first hour had been spending concentrated time in prayer and agreement. There had been 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus that he walked the earth and he talked to the disciples. He went through walls, kind of cool. He came in and had lunch with them. He sat down and taught them, and they began to understand that he was the risen Lord and that he was getting ready to go back into heaven with his Father. And at the end of the 40th day, Jesus was raised up into heaven, and he said, "Wait here. Don't go anywhere, guys, because the Holy Spirit is going to fall on you and descend on you, and he will fill you up to overflowing." And so they did. About 120 of them sat together for about 10 days. I don't think they realized they were waiting for the 50th day after the resurrection, but it was exactly on that 50th day, which was that term is Pentecost. It was the day of Pentecost, Feast of Pentecost. And they were all together. This is Acts chapter 2, verse 1, in one place. Without warning. So it's not like they were sitting there going, okay, it's this morning, this is going to happen today. I don't think that's the way it was, because it says, without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, and it was gale force. Now, we're not talking about a little breeze came through the room here, girls. We're talking about a huge wind, gale force wind. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. And then, after this big, huge wind, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit so often is represented by wind. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. Cindy, can you just picture this day? Everybody's sitting there in prayer and expectation, not realizing what they're waiting on, but then all this big wind and this, oh, can you imagine? Whoa, woo.
Fearful. Wow. Yes, I'm thinking it would be terrifying.
Right.
And just like, what in the heck is going on here?
Exactly.
And looking around, and everybody one by one is just catching this fire and,
yes,
and speaking and rambling stuff that you obviously would not understand.
Except that you don't understand it, but look at the end of verse 11, because here's the key. This is what they were all talking. They were talking in different languages. The languages were languages that people understood. Some people there were from, if you see a whole list of them here in Acts 2, these different places where they were from. These were real languages. They still are today. But I love the end of verse 11. They were speaking our languages, describing. Here's what they all had in common with what they were saying. They were describing God's mighty works.
Mm.
Whoa. Talk to me about that, Cindy, and then we'll go to Betty on that. Wow.
I just can't imagine how amazing it would be, the awe of all of it. And I'm wondering, after that rush of wind came through, was it just you could hear a pin drop, kind of,
maybe, yeah,
you know, like a kind of
wow
atmosphere where, because I know when the Holy Spirit presence is in the church, or
yes,
when we're in a service,
yes,
it gets so quiet,
doesn't it? Yeah.
It's just so peaceful.
Yes, peace. That's even the word,
though,
right
even
there.
Even though we're speaking,
right,
the language that is given us, it's still just such a peaceful,
yes,
cloak of it's just something you just feel like you can't move. It's like it steals you. You freeze in your place, you know, and you're just like, it's just awesome.
Cindy, Betty, and I were remembering some of the services at Cornerstone years ago when it was so thick in the air, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that it felt like, and some people would fall down, you know, without anybody touching them or praying over them. And some people would be just sitting there praising God, and others would be, like you're describing, just sitting there almost stunned, feeling God.
That's the word, stunned.
Stunned.
I've experienced all of those things.
You did, yeah, you experienced all of them.
In the beginning.
I know it. Yeah. All of us have. And it's, you know, to our audience that does not experience this, it is the most wonderful event in your life, and you'll never, ever regret asking God to fill you up with His Holy Spirit. Betty, comment on that, because Cindy and I remember it the same, just like you do too, because you were there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's just there were times when there was not a word spoken except through praise, through prayer, through, you know, maybe a word of knowledge, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But it was mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but you know what? It was mind-boggling, but yet at the same time, there was such a tranquil,
yeah,
peace about that. And you were talking about gale force winds.
Mm-hmm.
And gale force winds in nautical times can be anywhere from 32 to 54 to 63 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if you were sitting in a place of worship or in the upper room like they were, and that came out, it's like, whoa. I mean, I don't think any of them could move, because
I agree.
That much, or the wind moved themselves. You couldn't stand in that presence.
Isn't it interesting that they weren't just thrown all across the street?
No. No, and that's exactly
yeah, there
what
you go,
because,
like a tornado.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Swung them everywhere.
And like a hurricane blowing. But you know what? It would be the most awesome. I mean, we felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure there's other people that have experienced it too.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing like it. I mean, it's almost like being captivated or held in suspension.
Yes, yes.
In a peaceful, tranquil paradise.
Oh, yeah.
That you, if you dare moved, you were afraid that it would be interrupted and it would go away. But once you're baptized in that Holy Spirit, Pastor and Cindy, that feeling never goes away.
It doesn't. It's just amazing, especially when you're praying in the prayer language that God gives you when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Cindy, I know you and Betty and I all really value the fact that we can pray in a prayer language. This is not the same as the gift of tongues that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 14.
Right. Amen.
That's a separate gift. There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll teach that on another day. And one of those 9 gifts is the gift of tongues. And so sometimes people think that this means that without an interpreter right here, you cannot pray in your prayer language. This is 2 different things. And Paul teaches in the book of Romans and in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 the difference between the two. But what we're seeing here in Acts 2 is when the Holy Spirit descended and filled them up, which was the promise that Jesus said, don't go anywhere, wait for the promise. When they actually sat and waited, they were given a language that they could pray to God. The devil doesn't understand it. We around each other don't understand it. But the common element here is that they were glorifying God and describing God's mighty works. Ah, Cindy, talk to me, and then we'll go to Betty for a comment on this. I love this. Woo!
I liked what you said about the devil doesn't understand it.
Amen.
That's how I look at it. When I go there, when I set out to say I'm going to pray in my language, I'm going to get with God.
Yeah,
I feel like it's my secret place.
There you go.
It's a hideaway. You know, it's a place where I can go and I can get with God and pray. And I think to myself, the devil can't touch me here.
Yes.
You know, he can't get to me. He can't understand. He doesn't have a clue what God and I are talking about.
So, amen.
You know, then I feel like I get one up on him, you know.
There you go.
But I want to share something about my own personal experience. Maybe will help the audience
understand. Please do.
In the beginning, when I received the gift, I had to do it, totally by faith. I didn't understand it, and I wasn't sure really what it was even about. But it's just like when you receive the gospel of Jesus.
Amen.
You have to receive that by faith.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just go with it and say, this is really weird, but I'm going to go with it because it's truth.
Right.
And when I used to listen to those who already were gifted in the spirit of tongues like yourself, I would listen to what your language would be and what you were saying, and I would actually almost try to imitate that. Well, this is what I'm supposed to say. And when it would come out, it wouldn't be like that at all. My language would be all different, jumbled up words. So I'm listening to it in my head going, well, my language doesn't sound the same.
Good point.
As hers, or my words that are coming out are not the same. So that helped, I had to understand that God gives us a special language of our own.
Amen.
Like we just talked about. It's not like anyone else's.
It's not.
I would used to think, well, I'm doing it wrong.
Right.
I don't sound like her, so I'm doing this wrong.
I'm so glad you said that, Cindy. I think,
It took me a little while to get it down in me that it's not me doing it.
That's right.
I would try to force out certain words.
It's not.
That's not the way it works. So it was like, you're not doing anything wrong. Just, I had to step back and just be obedient, I guess, to quit trying to put yourself into it and make it happen. And then just
receive it
as it comes.
And by faith,
so that was a hurdle there I had to struggle with, was not trying to do it on my own, but just receive it by faith and let God do what he wants to do.
You know what? I appreciate you sharing that. And it bears everybody to really listen to that point. This is not something you construe up. This is not something you plan. Well, today, it's... like with the disciples here, these were definite languages, and they were different from the other people around. It wasn't something that sounded like anybody else. Growing up in Central America, I grew up in Guatemala as a missionary's kid, and there were 91 or two dialects, separate languages other than Spanish, that were spoken just in the country of Guatemala. Okay.
Wow.
Now, in Africa and other countries and China, there are other dialects, separate languages. When we think of languages, a lot of us think of English, Spanish, Italian, French, and that's it. No. Russian, etc. Chinese. No, there's so many languages. And God, in his infinite ability, gives each of us a language when we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't sound like somebody else's. And it is used for prayer. Betty, talk to me about that before we go to this next song. It's used to pray and intercede for people.
Oh, yeah. And it's so amazing, because when I pray in tongues, is my spirit prays.
That's it right there.
And my mind is not engaged at that point in time. It takes you to a different dimension.
Amen.
In God. And it's not like that your spirit leaves your body. I'm not saying that at all.
No, it's nothing weird.
It's nothing strange.
No.
I think the greatest testimony I have heard of someone that speaks in tongues is my husband, many years ago, was a missionary to Africa.
Right.
And when he came back, he was filled so differently, being with all of these different dialects,
right,
in Nairobi, in Kenya, in Tanzania. And he said the greatest thing about these people is that they had no inhibitions,
right,
about praying in tongues.
Yes, praise God.
And it was amazing. I mean, he said he was changed. He was totally changed because they worship so freely.
Yes.
They worship without anyone thinking about what the person sitting next to them is going to think,
right,
if they pray in the spirit.
Right.
So I think that you hit it on very adamantly about what happens is that in the upper room is that they were praying in agreement.
Yes.
they were agreeing with everything in agreement. Key.
And they were all praying the same thing. God, fill us up with whatever you have for us. That gift that you promised us. We're ready for the gift.
Yeah.
And audience, that's got to be your heart's desire. God, whatever you have for me, I want it. I won't be afraid of it. I am going to embrace it. I will embrace it. Listen to this song by Rodney Howard Brown. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Is he welcome in your heart, dear one?
Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou
praise God. Lord, you are so welcome. You're so welcome in our hearts today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That, Lord, that is the attitude of our hearts this day. Lord, we just welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to do a fresh work in each of us that are listening this day, no matter where we might be on this big planet. Lord, we want the gift of your Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives to such an extent that we are changed from the inside out. And Lord, we purpose right now, these, I pray for these that are listening, Lord, that fear would be bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And trepidation and intimidation would be bound in the name of Jesus. And that the people that really want everything God has for them to be filled up to overflowing with his presence would just reach out in the next few moments of the show and say, Lord, I'm willing, I'm open. Fill me to overflowing with you, mighty God, and teach me everything you want to teach me. I'm willing. Lord, let that be the prayer of our listeners.
Yes.
This moment. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when Peter began to preach right after this happened, I mean, this was 9 o'clock in the morning, and some people were saying, you guys are drunk. And he said, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We're not drunk. We're filled up with something that God has put within us. You know, it's not alcohol. It's God, you know. And what it did for Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 14, is such an important component of what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does. And then, Cindy, I'm going to go to you and then Betty for comments on this. Acts 2, starting in verse 14, when Peter stood up, backed by the other 11, he spoke out with bold urgency. This is something that God does. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, a boldness comes on you. You have the ability to do a show like we're doing right now. But I mean, you have an ability to speak boldly about what God has done in your life. And then he starts to preach. And then he says, in the next couple lines, he goes, "This is what God promised us." And you see, this is the whole scripture is all about God's promises fulfilled in our lives. God promised to send the Messiah, and he did. And it was Jesus. And Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies. And at Christmas, we gave you this statistic, and I think it's so important. The chances of only 8 of the prophecies of the Old Testament being fulfilled in one single person are like 1 in 15 zeros behind it. 1 in 100 quadrillionth. I don't know. I don't remember how you say the number. But the chances of all those prophecies being fulfilled in one person, and they were in Jesus, means that only God could have sent Jesus to this earth. And here we have God remembering what he promised through the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And Peter stands up and starts to preach those verses. And here's what they are. In the last days, God says, "I'll pour out my spirit on every kind of people." It doesn't matter if you are in Spain today hearing this, or if you are in the UK, if you're in Japan, if you're in Australia, if you're in the United States, it does not matter where you are. This gift is for you. In the last days, God says, and I'm in Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 14, "I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy also. Your daughters, your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both. And they'll prophesy." Oh my, oh my, oh my. Woo! There is so much that is rich right here. God has fulfilled promises. Cindy, talk to me about this point. And Betty, woo!
I'm just feeling blessed right now to be a part of sharing this all over the world.
Amen.
As you were speaking, the scripture about how he's going to pour his spirit out all across the lands in all the different places and types of people. I was thinking how the radio broadcast today is reaching to all of those places.
Yes.
All across the world.
Yes.
And how awesome it is that many of those will receive this gift today.
I agree, and that God told me that.
To be a part of that.
Woo!
Like, be the intercessor, you know, be that middle,
right,
connection mm-hmm. for them.
Yes,
it's amazing to me. That's just so awesome.
And God told me that this morning early, Cindy. And so you saying that confirms that. Betty, go ahead. Woo, that's great.
Well, I think that in these last days that we're going to need that advocate, that healer, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor. That those are all available to us. And I think that it's amazing to me how in these last days that God is still wanting to pour out his spirit on all nations, on all people, so that when he does come back, that all of his people will join him in the air.
Amen.
And that what can help us more than having God's Spirit living in us?
Oh, amen.
Living for us and bringing us into a new revelation of him, of what he's going to do, just like he did with the disciples, is preparing us for what lies ahead.
Amen.
So that we will not be fearful.
Mm-mm.
We will not be ashamed of the gospel. We will not be ashamed that we walk in victory, that we walk, that the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead,
amen,
lives within us.
Woo! And it, go ahead.
It's so readily available to those that ask.
Amen.
I mean, he's so giving. He gives so freely that, all we have to do is ask.
Amen.
It's mind-boggling at times that I remember people used to make fun of me because I spoke in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not afraid anymore. I don't have that spirit of timidity anymore, that I know that when I speak, that I want God to speak through me. And that's how he does it, is through the power of that Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is he can speak to us so that we can speak to others, so that they can know that Christ that lives in me is readily available to anyone just for the asking.
Oh. Amen. And, you know, we talked earlier about when we ask the Holy Spirit to baptize us, ask Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And John made that very clear in John chapter 1, verse 35. You can look that up if you want, where John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him, and he says, I'm baptizing you in water. We started the first hour with that. But one coming after me, him, right over there, the Passover lamb, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Holy Spirit baptizer. Now, in a lot of examples in the book of Acts, people laid hands on people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not mandatory for that to happen. I've seen people receive the Holy Spirit with not anyone around them and no one praying for them. They're simply reaching up to God and saying, I want everything you have for me. And if you're in a location right now, we're getting ready in just a few minutes to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you and fill you to overflowing with him. And don't be afraid to do that, because God wants to bless you so much. Let's go to Acts 10 real quick. I want to get this in real quick before this next song. Acts 10, verse 44. And it's the story of Peter was thinking his ministry was just to the Jews. And God began to deal with Peter and said, wait a minute, I'm sending you out to the Gentiles. If you're not a Jew, if you're not born a Jew, then you're a Gentile. That's what I am. I was not born a Jew, but I am a Gentile. So God said, you know, this gospel, this Holy Spirit is for everyone. We made that point a minute ago, but it's for everyone worldwide. And so you can read Acts 10 later, but Peter goes and God sends him to a group of Gentiles. And Peter's going, really? My gosh, I thought this was just for Jews. And God says, no, it's for everyone. And so when he begins to preach to them in verse 44 of Acts 10, no sooner had Peter preached this gospel about Jesus dying on a cross and being the risen Lord, and that the Holy Spirit was going to come upon them, no sooner were these words out of Peter's mouth than the Holy Spirit came on the listeners. See, nobody was even laying hands on them or anything. And the believing Jews who had come with Peter couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on outsider non-Jews. And there it was. Now, here's what they heard. They heard them speaking in tongues and heard them praising God. Whoa. That's as true 2,000 years ago as it is today. Cindy, comment on that, and then Betty, and we'll go to this song.
I don't know. It's that fact that it's for everyone, that God is not
Amen.
A respecter of persons.
Amen.
His gifts are for everyone of every kind, and he is so quick to give them. You don't have to beg for God's gifts.
Amen. They're,
you don't have to get on your knees and plead and beg. And I think sometimes as humans, we feel like we have to do that. We have to, you know, we cry out to God, but in a manner of, you know, we beg him sometimes.
Like we're not worthy, you know.
Like we're not worthy to just receive it by just simply asking him. You know, and as you grow in God, and as you get stronger in the Spirit, you get bolder, as we have talked about, and then it's nothing to just say, hey, God, you know, I need this.
Yes.
And you just ask with faith, knowing that he's right there and going to hear you. It's like we don't know when we're begging and we're pleading and we're not worthy, we don't even think he hears us.
I know. You're
it's
right.
It's like we have to really pound on his door to get his attention.
But it's not like that at all, is it?
It's not like that at all. And as you get stronger in the Spirit and in the Lord, then you realize that you don't have to go to that extreme. You don't have to do that. You just say, hey, God.
Right.
Hear me now.
Well, and as,
know, and have those daily conversations with him along
amen.
The way.
Amen. And as Peter began to preach, and they realized this was for them too, even though they were non-Jews, they were Gentiles, suddenly the Holy Spirit fell on them because they came to a realization, this is for me. I can have this power. I can have the infilling of the Holy Spirit too. Woo, Betty, talk to me about that.
I'm worthy enough,
yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that because there was a little caption that came up this afternoon. It says, the best version of me is when I see myself as worthy.
Mm.
Awesome.
And, you know, I'm going to speak to the person right now who does not think that they're worthy enough to receive the infilling of God's Holy Spirit. You are good enough. I am good enough. The person on the other end listening to this broadcast right now is that you are worthy. You are good enough because God doesn't make junk.
Amen.
God made you in his image.
Amen.
And it's so important for you to realize that God is in you. God is for you. God gave you a heart. He gave you a will of your own. And God's gift to you at this point is the presence of him, and he alone is through the power of his Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
And I pray that person who feels that they are not worthy enough, it's like not being worthy enough to accept God in salvation.
Right.
Because you have to clean yourself up, or you have to do this or that, or you have to do so many penances or Hail Marys. You don't have to do that.
No.
That song that we used to do it at Cornerstone is Come As You Are.
Yes, yeah.
Is that's all it takes, my mm-hmm. friend, is to say, here I am, God. Fill me and fill me to overflowing.
Oh, amen. You know, I think that we've made a lot of important points here, and one of them that I hear both of you saying is that these people out there on the airway and the airwaves, wherever they listen, whenever, however many years from now or however many moments from now, listen to this, should realize this is a free gift, that it is available for everyone. It's not about your worthiness. Your worthiness was taken care of when Jesus died on the cross
Amen.
For your sins.
Amen.
And so you just say, God, I want, here's what you say, God, I want all you have for me. I don't want to go through life not having all the power that I could have. I want the power. You know, it's like when your cell phone is clear down to the very end, the last bar, you know, we can all identify with that. And it's the warning lights coming on and it's saying, plug in, you know, and if you don't do it, you know, you're going to be cut off during this conversation. You got to go find a charger, right? This mm-hmm. is your power source. The power of the Holy Spirit working in you, the dunamis, the dynamite. And all you got to do is plug in by faith. Like one of you said a minute ago, I think it was Cindy, you do it by faith like you got saved. You got saved by faith. You did not see a little plastic Jesus come flying through the air when you said, come into my heart, Lord. You didn't see a little plastic Jesus come flying through the air and lodge itself in your chest like a pacemaker. You just took it by faith, right? I've used
Amen.
That example for years, and these two are laughing because they've heard it forever.
Amen.
But you know
Amen.
What? You took it by faith, and Jesus comes and lives on the inside of you. Same with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I want all you have for me. Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome in my heart.
Just bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we welcome you in this place, Lord. We welcome the new thing that we've never known before. We welcome the river of God to flow mightily through the streets of our cities, God. Hallelujah. Let it happen, God. Let it happen in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let let's open our hearts as we sing together.
Spirit of the Lord, fall on me.
Praise God, praise God. Fill us, Lord. Fill our listening audience. Oh, God, fill us with your presence and with your glory in such a way that we are changed. We are changed into your likeness. And, Lord, we allow the Holy Spirit to come and work in each of us. Lord, because we desire to be that vessel of honor, that vessel that you can use in a mighty way in these last days, we desire to be cleaned up on the inside. Lord, we desire the work of the Holy Spirit to be in us in such an extent that we come alive with your presence. We are freshly anointed with your presence to such a degree that we want all you have for us, Lord. That is our desire. That is our cry this day. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cindy, talk to me. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I wanted to share a story with the audience today.
Please
about
do.
My experience when I first realized I was filled with the Spirit. So a little while after receiving it, during service, I didn't feel anything, you know, for several days. Like, then I asked, did I get it? Do I still have it?
That was good. It's good.
How's it work? You know, cause, you know, I just wasn't sure. It was this whole new concept.
Right.
And one day I felt this fluttering, like a baby kicking in my stomach, and it was just so real. And I thought, oh, my God, what was that? And truth, I thought, could I be pregnant? I mean, it was right there in that pit of your stomach,
right,
you know, where
sure.
the baby kicks. And I already had a couple of children, so I was like, oh, if that's true, then God's given me a miracle pregnancy because I can't have babies, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just a really strange, fluttering
That's interesting.
Presence was inside me. So I think I even asked you, I asked someone, you know.
I think you did.
That, you know,
yeah.
I asked you.
I think so. That's what I remember.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And you said yes sometimes.
Yes.
The spirit works that way where you actually feel it physically
yes.
within you. And I, still today, that's how the Holy Spirit lets me know, you know, when I'm asking, show up. You know, are you with me? And so, you know, it's like a confirmation.
Woo,
are
praise
you with
God.
Me? Are you still
praise
there?
God.
You know, over the years, you want to confirm, you know, do you still have the gift? Is
right.
the Holy Spirit still there?
Oh, yeah.
But every now and then, I still get that little fluttering like a butterfly in my stomach.
Oh, that's
you know,
beautiful.
Where God is saying, I'm still here.
Right.
Holy Spirit is saying, I'm still here.
And as you begin to praise God and just use your language, oh, my. Oh.
But that's my testimony of how
that was
I
great.
Feel the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
woo. Thank you for sharing that, Cindy.
Oh,
Betty.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
Talk to us, Betty.
Well, like I shared mine a few minutes ago, but it was like being plugged into a power source. It was like going from DC current to AC current.
Mm-hmm.
It freed me.
Yeah.
It set me apart from what I used to be.
Right.
And giving me that freedom.
Yeah.
To express how I feel on the inside, from my heart, from my inner being, to say, God, here I am. You've given me this gift so freely. And sometimes I take it for granted. And the last few weeks, I've talked to you and I've talked to my daughter, Megan, about God keeps taking me back to the cross. And that's
yes.
where it began with
right.
his son, Jesus.
Yeah.
And how could we be afraid? How could we not want that power that comes from Almighty God?
Amen.
That we should be seeking it. And wanting it so bad that it becomes a sweet sound to the Lord's ear of, Lord, fill me up.
Yes.
Fill me up to overflowing. Give me something. I need it, and I
right.
need it now. Kind of like that commercial that says, you know, I want it, and I want it now. And but that's how the Lord wants us to feel is, Lord, I want it now.
Right.
I need it now. And in some people's lives, they do need the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
now.
And we all do, you know?
Yeah.
But it is a matter of getting to that point that you realize, look, this isn't weird. It's not strange. It's scriptural.
No.
And there are millions and millions of people around the globe that are filled with the Holy Spirit. This is not just something a little group of people have experienced. This is worldwide, and it's been happening for 2,000 years since Jesus went back to heaven and the Holy Spirit was given as the promise. And, you know, it changes our lives. I love that song that we just played by Terry McCallum, Spirit of the Lord, fall on me and fill me with your presence, because that's what happens. And then as he's working in us, he begins to show us areas in our lives that we need to say, Lord, I'm sorry about that. I repent of that. Lord, I don't want to be that way anymore. The Holy Spirit acts like Mr. Clean, you know, and comes in and mm-hmm. works on us. Cindy, talk to me about that, because all three of us have experienced it, haven't we? How he works in us.
Yes. And, you know, and it doesn't happen all at once.
No, it's not all at once.
He doesn't do the cleansing, and you're not going to change overnight.
Right.
And there's sometimes, you know, even though we try to change, you know, bad habits or things that we want to do, that we want to change something that's ungodly about us, and we really try to make those changes, we still, it's a work in progress.
It
That's
is.
What we have to remember. The
it
Holy
is.
Spirit will work on us at the time when we need that particular thing taken care of.
Exactly.
Or when it's God's timing for us to get rid of that habit. I'm going to use smoking, for example. I have a lot of people who say, they have such a struggle quitting the habit of smoking. And I feel blessed because I share with them, when I ask God to take cigarettes from me, He did it instantly. He did it in a minute. I mean, just like one day I was smoking and that same day I was not. And I had no craving, no desire.
Praise God.
And it's just like it was time for me to give that up.
Right.
So all I did was ask. But I could not have done that in the natural.
Great example.
I mean, look what a hard time people have kicking that, just that one habit alone.
Right.
It's almost, not humanly possible to do it without a lot of work put into it. But I'm just so blessed that that happened just instantly for me. And I do believe that that was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Cleansing me of that one thing that I wanted to change.
Amen.
But yeah, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but sometimes things like that do happen instantly because it's a supernatural power.
Yes.
And I think that's where some of the fear comes in. It is a supernatural gift.
Yes.
The supernatural scares a lot of people and we don't understand it.
Yeah.
But man, if you just go with it by faith and let it happen.
We may not understand it, boy, the power and the change in your life when you really say, Lord, fill me up to all you have for me. We are getting close to run out of time, and we're going to do something here for our audience. Betty, just give me another word right there, if you will, before we go to this again.
Well, I think that once you've received that, the Spirit brings unity and oneness
mm-hmm.
to the body.
Right.
It brings you, it keeps you in touch with the Lord. It anoints you for ministry.
Yeah.
It washes and renews us. And one of the things that it's done for me is that I know that the Spirit dwells in me and that I can do all things through Christ
Amen.
Who strengthens me.
Amen.
And I urge you that if you have questions is to write to pastor at bohmglobal.com and ask questions if you don't really know the answers to that. And she will be more than happy to share that with you.
Absolutely.
If you need prayer, contact us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will be more than happy to pray with you and lead you to where you need to be in Christ.
Amen. Amen. You know, I feel led to go back to that song again, and we're going to do that. For those of you that are not sure right now, today, that you have all that God has for you, but you want it, simply say, Holy Spirit, I want you. I want you, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, to come and fill me up right now with all that you have for me. That is your heart's desire. That is what you want. And Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' name for these listeners who are reaching out to you right now and saying, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome in my life. You're welcome in my heart. Holy Spirit, come and fill me to overflowing with all that is you. Just pray this with me. Holy Spirit, just come and fill me up. Oh, I want all you have for me. I want your power. I want your peace. I want your joy like I've never known. Lord, I want it all. I want everything you have for me. And then, Lord, I will thank you and praise you. Give me that prayer language that I can praise you and that I can just glorify you. Lord, I just pray that prayer right now. Receive it by faith like you did when you got saved. Oh, Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. praise you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for every one of these listeners today. And Lord, we just agree with them that they are moving in the will of the Heavenly Father for them this day. As Betty said, we invite you to find out about this new thing, this river of life, to find a time where you're just in his presence, praying and asking God for all that he wants for you to be filled up with him. Listen to these words again. God.
And fill me, and fill
praise God.
Me.
Hallelujah.
With your
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for filling people around the globe with your presence right now. Your prayer. Sing it to him.
With your glory, Spirit of the Lord, set me free.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. For every single listener that's listened to this show and will in the future, we thank you, Lord, for those who have and will receive your Holy Spirit into their lives. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity week after week. Betty and Cindy, thank you both so much. And we got to get out of here. We're coming running out of time here. But thank you both so much. This has been Pastor Marcia, Betty, and Cindy bringing you the Word of God this day from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Go to our website, find out all about us, bohmglobal.com. Write in prayer requests, prayers at bohmglobal.com, and listen to past shows on our website, bohmglobal.com. And you know, we always love to finish with this song, and it's a powerful song. We speak God's blessing upon your life this day, and we remind you one more time that it's not far to Jesus, and we hope you'll tune in. We hope you'll tune in again next week and just be willing to hear what God has to say to you this next week and spend time with him. God bless you. We'll see you next week. God bless you. God bless you richly. Amen and amen.
His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you.
Terrorist group that kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls, among other atrocities, says it's joining up with the Islamic State. Correspondent Nina Ellenberg says it's a strategic move against Al-Qaeda.
This will give ISIS a scope, an arc of allegiance that stretches from one coast of North Africa to the other through Libya, Egypt, Algeria, and now Nigeria. It also gives it the opportunity to strike another blow against Al-Qaeda in that battle for international dominance.
An ambassador who lost his job in part for using personal email is accusing Hillary